Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without...
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. There's ragtime and there are ragtime songs, the blues and blues songs, waltzes and waltz songs. And there are also marches and march songs. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The march song uses the tempos and rhythms of a march. At least it starts with them. But then it may add lyrics to transform it into a song, or it may revise the sound so it fits the popular styles of the day. The great marches last, but most popular songs, marches or not, come and go. F.W. Meacham wrote American Patrol in 1885. The patrol was a particular format in marches, popular in the late 19th century. It was supposed to suggest a military band approaching, passing by, and fading into the distance. But in 1942, Glenn Miller's orchestra recorded a march song swing arrangement by Jerry Gray. Here's American Patrol, followed by American Patrol.
Thank you.
the American Marching Band, and then Glenn Miller's orchestra with American Patrol. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Although marches had been around with larger classical forms, they became very popular in the second half of the 19th century because of the development and improvement of brass instruments. It was obviously music for marching. A program on marches has to emphasize John Philip Sousa, but a program about march songs looks instead at Tin Pan Alley and various popular styles. In the early 1930s, Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler were collaborating on songs for the Cotton Club stage shows. They wrote standards like Stormy Weather and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and they also wrote a swinging march song in 1931. Maxine Sullivan sings, "I Love a Parade."
I'd walk every step of a mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, a ready brigade. For I love a parade.
Maxine Sullivan, "I Love a Parade." Just as songwriters turned instrumental music into songs, complete with lyrics that are often about the music, waltz songs about waltzing, ragtime songs about what ragtime can do to you, they also combine different kinds of music in the same song. Scott Joplin wrote ragtime waltzes, and Jerome Kern wrote a waltz in swing time, and the same is true of the march. Since ragtime depends so heavily on the march, it's easy to join them in a single song. That's the first song. The second song is a swing arrangement, so you do whatever's called for to put the march and the blues together. The Heidelberg Quintet with the Ragtime Regiment Band and Tex Beneke, the St. Louis Blues March.
Make my feet be still when I hear that band. Oh Lord, Bobby's at his I never felt this way before. It blew a two-step right along. When I hear that colored ragtime regiment, that colored ragtime regiment, that doggone ragtime regiment band. Someone hardly minds by the keep, and I'm with the bang of the drum. Here's a shuffling feet. It's a musical treat. Everyone is tense, hearing gentlemen breaking here in the air. Ain't it wonderful? Simply wonderful music everywhere. It's fine, it's divine. Don't lose your faith in mine. Oh, that band, oh Lordy, that band. See those soldiers falling line. Don't miss how they're keeping time. See every gun shine in the sun. Watch them going through the drill. I just can't make my feet be still. But when I hear that band, oh Lordy, that band. There is something about it that is grand. And I never felt this way before. It's too much to step right along. When I hear that colored ragtime regiment, that colored ragtime regiment, that doggone ragtime regiment band.
From 1913, the Heidelberg Quintet with Melville Morris and A. Seymour Brown's Ragtime Regiment Band. And from the late 40s, Tex Beneke with the transformation of W.S. Handy's St. Louis Blues into the St. Louis Blues March. Marches have a strong, regular rhythm and were written originally for a military band to march to. They were becoming more broadly popular at about the same time that ragtime was flowering in St. Louis and jazz was finding its voice in New Orleans, growing in part from the marching bands that were so important to the musical life of the city's African Americans. The band would accompany the coffin to the cemetery playing dirges and hymns, but on the way back, everything would change. Louis Armstrong, When the Saints Go Marching In, and Bob Crosby, South Rampart Street Parade.
Now when the saints go marching in, now when the saints go marching in, oh yes, I want to be nice girl watching this. It is shoe right there. Gentlemen, for such a lovely audience as usual. It's a pleasure being on the bill with Claude Luther and all the boys. Pauline and their cats. The boys gonna take a little bow right quick, so give them a nice hand. Stand up, little Kyle, right there. Come on down. Buddy Catlett right there. Tyree Glenn right here. Eddie Shue right there. Jewel Brown right here. Danny Barcelona right here. The old Satchmo right here. Thank you. Thank you. Before we say goodnight, let's go in this last one now, everybody. Da 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 da. Hello, darling. Hello, darling. Why did that you have back where you been now? You look it swell, darling. I can tell, darling. You keep blowing, keep blowing. You still don't stop. I feel the room sway and the band playing one of our old favorite tunes away by when. Lander and empty laughter died. Down it up and go for baby. Got you up and go for baby. Down it up and go for baby. Good night. Good night.
Louis Armstrong and the Saints go marching in, and Bob Crosby with Ray Baduke and Bob Haggard South Rampart Street Parade. But as musical scores cultivate variety, composers use every kind of music available to them to fit the character who sings and the moment in the story. When it's time to get everybody together to celebrate, especially if the musical is set at the turn of the 20th century or even earlier, you turn naturally to a march. A small town has just bought a brand new, bright and shiny red fire engine and parades it through the town. Phineas T. Barnum is trying to capture the imagination and hold the attention of an easily distracted public. From Bob Merrill's 1959 score to Take Me Along, Walter Pidgeon and the Townsfolk with Parade, and from Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart's 1979 score to Barnum, Jim Dale and just about everybody else, come follow the band.
Is ready and set for duty, a little American beauty. Gold plated nozzles, 50 feet of hoses, two gilded angels holding on to roses. A very attractive, thoroughly modern, marvelous fire machine. We were mad, we were hot and darn mad, when the sauerkraut factory burned down. And because of inadequate equipment, we lost the only brewery in town. Then the fearless, fighting editor of the Daily Centerville Globe got us this moderate fire machine by instigating a probe.
We want our editor!
We want that!
I'm glad we finally got her. Heavens knows that she was needed. The moral is that progress must never be impeded.
We thank you for this very attractive modern fire machine.
And I thank you for stopping this magnificent parade in front of my home on this glorious 4th. I have never made a public speech before, but as the editor of your paper, I shall continue to campaign for the improvements this town so rightly deserves. Inside plumbing in the town hall, an extra telephone in the police station, and a high fence around the town to...
Yeah!
I'm proud to live in the prettiest town in Connecticut, with the tallest elms and the nicest folks in the world. The growth of my little paper is surprising, all due to your support and a bit of advertising.
We thank you for this very attractive modern fire machine. She's ready and set for duty, a little American beauty.
We're seeing giant changes, men are flying through the air. Our nation's on the forward march and Centerville will be there.
This very attractive, thoroughly modern, marvelous fire machine is ready and set for duty, a little American beauty. Gold-plated nozzles, 50 feet of hoses, two gilded angels holding on to roses. A very attractive, thoroughly modern, marvelous fire machine.
Come follow. the pretty lady toss that bat on high. Ain't she cute as a daisy? Watch the fella with the big bass drum go by. Ain't you glad that you stayed? Hear the tuba play that old papa, oh my. Ain't it driving you crazy? Don't you be so darn lazy. Better hurry and join that big parade.
Walter Pigeon Parade and Jim Dale, Come Follow the Band. Bob Merrill used to write such novelty hits as Doggy in the Window before he turned to Broadway. And Cy Coleman was a jazz musician before he proved he could write the kind of eclectic music required by Broadway. Even George Gershwin, with his grounding in both classical music and jazz, wrote what the show required. Ella Fitzgerald with the Gershwins, Strike Up the Band.
The drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all, to the martial swing, strike up the band. Work to be done, there's a war to be won, come you son of a gun, take your stand, fall in line, yea, a bow, come along, let's go.
Ella Fitzgerald, Strike Up the Band. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Ultimately, march songs have to be about love. That's what songs are about, regardless of the beat, the rhythm, or the tempo. Anything a love ballad can be about, a march song can be about. A lyricist is unlikely to use it for the most tender or most ardent emotions. It's probably going to be about something more assertive or insistent. When the lover is clear-eyed and knows what he wants, when he needs only lower her defenses. That's when the march gets him moving forward. From Mary Rogers' score to Hey Love, Mark Waldrop, Love is on Parade.
I've no tender song, I'm no balladeer. I have made my choice, now my course is clear. Can't you hear my heart hammer like a fist? Such a steady beat, how can you resist? My campaign commences, lower your defenses, damn the consequences. Simple common sense says, yield. Let me be direct, my selection's made. Time now to perform, storm your barricade. Ready, forward, march, love is on parade. My searching is over, for now I'm beholding the one I am going to claim. Who needs lyric verse? Serenade, keep your moonstruck words, leave your lay unplayed. Mine's a manly song, love is on parade.
Mark Waldrop, Love is on Parade. Marches seem to suit observations and announcements. They seem to do well when the stance is less personal, less engaged, less deeply felt. The singer understands something and likes what he sees, but he's content to be sitting off to the side. From Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach's 1931 score to The Cat and the Fiddle, George Dvorsky, I Watch the Love Parade, and from Irving Berlin's 1940 score to Louisiana Purchase, Michael McGrath and the cast members with Sex Marches On.
Two by two, so goes the love parade. Then why not me with you? Why should we be afraid? I would rather watch the other fellow strolling down Lover's Lane. Watch him getting soft and mellow with love life on the brain. But how nice, cool as ice with a sweet bonbon. Just to dawdle and wisely smile while we look on. I watch the love parade gaily going by. Naughty man and willing maid, mischief in her eye. I see him squeeze her arm, press her little knee, buzzing round each fair charm like a busy bee. But when the march is ended and they part, when fears and tears are blended in each heart, I'm very glad I stayed sitting high and dry, looking on the love parade gaily going by. I watch the love parade gaily going by. Naughty man and willing maid, mischief in her eye. I watch her closely cling to his manly side, thinking thoughts that might well bring blushes to a bride. But when the march is ended and they part, when fears and tears are blended in each heart, I'm very glad I stayed sitting high and dry, looking on the love parade gaily going by.
The horse and buggy has had its day, the trolley has passed away, the bicycle built for two is gone, but sex, S-E-X, marches on. The town is crowded with gentlemen who who'll never be rich again. They're putting their overcoats in pawn, but sex, S-E-X, marches on. The opera can't make money at the Met, and no one gives a hoot. But Billy Rose made $1 million net out of a tank and a one-piece bathing suit. The moon looks down from among the stars, where lovers are parked in cars, and couples make whoopee on your lawn, while sex, S-E-X, marches on. Sing with me, boys!
Glasses across the table, drink till the break of dawn.
Drink to Lamar and Betty Grable, long may their oomph march on.
And here's to Sheridan,
to Garbo,
and to Dietrich,
and to Crawford,
and the others on the coast.
Here's to Hollywood, for sex marches on, and that's where it marches on the most.
This may be yours and my day, but we will soon be gone.
10,000 kids were born last Friday.
Sex marches on.
Marches on.
Glasses across the table, drink till the break of dawn.
To Robert Taylor and Clark Gable,
long may their oomph march on.
And here's to beauty shops,
to lip rouge
and mascara,
and to perfume that is worth its weight in gold.
Times are terrible, but sex marches on, and 10 million girdles have been sold.
Fill up your empty glasses, drink till the last drop's gone.
Grandfather's old, but still makes passes.
Sex marches on.
Sex, S-E-X, marches on.
Washington grinds its axes, incomes will soon be gone. Ladies of leisure don't pay taxes.
Sex marches on.
Sex, S-E-X, marches on.
George Dvorsky, I Watch the Love Parade, and Michael McGrath, Sex Marches On. Whenever a show or movie is set in a circus, there's bound to be a march. Even if it's nothing more than background music in a story that's not a musical, a march immediately creates the atmosphere of a circus. In these two instances, songwriters use marches to introduce character and move the plot forward as the circus parade swings past. From the movie version of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's Jumbo, Doris Day and Martha Raye's Circus on Parade, and from Walt Disney's Dumbo, Barbara Cook sings Oliver Wallace and Ned Washington's Pink Elephants on Parade.
Hold your horse, here they come, rat-a-tat, golden drum, the circus is on parade. See the cop falling down, it's the best show in town, the circus is on parade. See them up, climb the rope, hear the steam.
Tragical and comic, and the tattooed lady's got them on her stomach. We got a hippopotamus named Lena, who dances like a Russian ballerina. We got a brooding nagrin rhinoceros, who's preposterous.
Hold your horse.
Hold your horse.
Here they come.
Here they come. Rat-a-tat. Oh, rat-a-tat-a-tat-a goes the drum. The circus is on parade.
See the clown.
Funny clown.
Falling down.
Falling down.
It's the best.
It is the best show in the town. The circus is on,
hooray!
See the monkey climb the rope. Hear the breezy, wheezy calio. Later, buy that china pink lemonade and the red balloon.
Look at here!
Look at here! Look at there! Everywhere!
Throw your hats!
Throw your hats in the air! I declare!
For the circus!
The one and only one, the circus is on!
Pink elephants everywhere. Look out, look out. They're walking around the bed on their head. Clippity-cloppity. Arrayed in brave pink elephants on parade. What'll I do? What'll I do? What an unusual view. I can stand the sight of worms and look at microscopic germs, but Technicolor pachyderms is really too much for me. I am not the type to faint when things are odd or things are quaint, but seeing things you know that ain't can certainly give you an awful fright. What a sight! Chase them away, chase them away, I'm afraid. Pink elephants on parade! Look out! Look out! They're here! Elephants everywhere. Look out! Look out! They're walking around the bed on their head. Array in brave pink elephants on parade. I can stand the sight of worms and look at microscopic germs, but Technicolor pachyderms is really too much for me. I am not the type to faint when things are odd or things are quaint, but seeing things you know that ain't can certainly give you an awful fright. What a sight! Chase them away, chase them away, chase them away, chase them away! Pink elephants on parade. Pink elephants on parade. Pink elephants. Pink elephants. Pink elephants. Pink elephants. Pink elephants. Pink elephants. Pink elephants on parade.
parade.
Doris Day and Martha Ray, Circus on Parade, and Barbara Cook, Pink Elephants on Parade. Midway through the 1920s, the term the Big Parade became a metaphor for the Great War. First, it was the title of a 1925 movie, and then the title of a song, My Dream of the Big Parade. The movie is the first realistic treatment of war on the screen, while the song is a dream, actually more a nightmare, as it describes the horror and misery of trench warfare. The Peerless Quartet, My Dream of the Big Parade.
Last night I was dreaming of days that are gone, of days that you might recall. And just like a photoplay upon my wall, once more I saw it all. It was just a dream, you see, but how real it seemed to be. I saw bodies through, marching two by two, in my dream of the big parade.
Big parade.
I saw angels there with the red cross there, in my dream of the big parade.
Big parade.
I saw
of soldiers, millions of men all going over. I see them again. Oceans of water, submarines too. Millions of sailors helping them through. Millions of doughboys landing in Brest, marching, marching, never a rest. Millions of bullets thundering past. Millions of bodies wounded and gassed. Valleys of ruins, mountains of mud, beautiful rivers and rivers of blood. Aeroplanes flying, bombs coming down, millions of cooties crawling around, pieces of shrapnel, pieces of shell, many a cross where somebody fell, fighting and fighting a horrible war, and God only knows what you're fighting it for. Then came November, that armistice day, out of a trench into a cafe. Patty, Abe, Jimmy, and Jack over their bottles of wine and cognac, telling their love tales to Jean and Georgette, little French girls they had to forget. Then came the journey over the foam, but all that went over didn't come home.
I saw gold star mothers, sisters and brothers, what a sacrifice they made. I saw one-legged pals coming home to their girls in my dream of the big parade.
From 1926, the Peerless Quartet with Jimmy McHugh and Al Dubin's My Dream of the Big Parade. The metaphors broaden because parades and marches are handy references that can suggest a lot of different things. On the surface, a parade may have romanticized a war whose ghoulishness nobody was prepared for, but the descriptions of battle soon peel away anything noble. But a parade in which we march can also stand for the great variety, the panoply of life being lived. It's the old carpe diem gambit. Don't let it get away from you. Grab on. There's no one better to write that sort of tub-thumping optimism than the master of Broadway umpapa, Jerry Herman. From his 1964 score to Hello, Dolly, Carol Channing marches into the future before the parade passes by.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing my life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. For I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade. Look at that crowd up ahead. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistle blows and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton before the parade passes by.
Listen and hear what
Carol Channing, Before the Parade Passes By. With this steady, strong beat, a march gets people moving in time, and then the lyrics tell us where we're going. The march song fills whatever we're up to with life. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer, Jill Cookman's the engineer, I'm Michael Lasser, the show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.